Moskowitz, Trump Gaza plan is like effective tactic he used with NATO in part distraction. By Ian Hanchett on February 6, 2025. On Thursday, CNN News Central, Representative Jared Moskowitz, DFL, stated that while he thinks President Donald Trump's Gaza proposal is partially a distraction and isn't actually going to happen, it's also a negotiating tactic of his, trying to get the Arab world to do more on the future of Gaza, just like what he did with NATO in the last administration. I didn't like it, but he did get those countries to put more money into NATO. Moskowitz said, I do think Donald Trump is trying to shake the system. We know how he likes to negotiate. It is unorthodox. And I think what he is trying to do is he's trying to get the Arab neighbors to step up and take more responsibility in rebuilding Gaza, in the security of Gaza. And he's saying, look, if you don't want to do it, then we're going to do it. And we already know that Jordan and Egypt and some of the other countries out there don't want to do some of those things. And so, I think this is a shock to the system and a real proposal. He continued, but let me say one more point, this is, I think, really critical, right? This is also part of the strategy, the brilliance of Donald Trump. What he does through the media and up here on Capitol Hill, he treats us all like ADHD kids, right? That like, squirrel, oh, we're going to buy Greenland, over here. Oh, we're going to take Gaza, over here. Oh, we're going to buy TikTok, over here. Oh, Canada's going to be the 51st state, over here, right? And while all of that's going on, there's real stuff that's actually happening that they can accomplish. And so, this is not going to happen. Moskowitz further stated, we're not going to own Gaza. So, the more we spend time on his statement of, we're going to own Gaza, the less time we can spend on the real things that are happening. He concluded, what I am saying is, I do think this is a negotiating tactic of his, trying to get the Arab world to do more on the future of Gaza, just like what he did with NATO in the last administration. I didn't like it, but he did get those countries to put more money into NATO. And so, look, if he's able to get the Arab countries to put more money into Gaza, into the reconstruction of Gaza, all right, to have a future for the Palestinian people in some fashion, then great. But we're not going to have boots on the ground. By the way, if you don't have boots on the ground, let's just talk about this logistically. How do you get Gaza? Where do you buy it? Is it on Amazon? So, like, we're talking about something that isn't happening. So, like, let's move on to a new topic. Follow Ian Hanchett on Twitter @IanHanchett.